בוקר טוב רבותיי, יום שני שבת קודש לפרשת כי תצא, כי תצא למלחמה ישתבח שמו. What a wonderful day, joyful day, ישתבח שמו. נכון? No מתח. So I want to start off with a shaila and I want you to do research and I have my own artillery but I would be very happy to hear and to, well, you're not going to answer me on the spot, but it's a very Elul related, it's not a trivia question, it's a shaila ba'alakha. לכבוד חודש אלול. Now, the recurring theme of חודש אלול, אלול, is חזרה בתשובה. Okay? Now, the Rambam writes that there are, again, they're split up differently between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonan שערי תשובה, the steps or prerequisites to תשובה, but basically, all in all, everybody's on the same page. Three basic tenets of tshuva, according to the Rambam, are vidui, charata, and kabbalah al atid, right? Accepting not to do it again. And then the Rambam follows it up and says, and the most important part of tshuva is azivat achet, right? When you're tested again, not to fail. Okay, good. Now, there is an interesting machloket. What happens if a person's never tested? Because that's what the Rambam calls tshuva shlema. When a person's tested again, v'u bekocho, en ota isha, en beoto ta'ava, and you're tested again. That's the example that the Rambam gives in the beginning of Perek Bet, Milchot Teshuvah, Halacha Aleph and Bet. And then he says, and the person's mitkabir v'la oseh, hare ze ba'al teshuvah gemura. Okay? What happens if the person's not tested? Okay, naniyah. What happens if the person was chozer b'tshuva shlema? Earnest. He went through a wonderful Chodesh Elul, Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Yom HaKippurim, Hosha'anah Rabbah, and the guy was Gomer Omer. He says, I'm not doing it again with all the prerequisites of Kedusha, of Teshuvah. And he did it, V'akol B'seder. And then later, bless you, Yud Gimal B'mar Cheshvan comes, random date, and he is once again tempted with the same Avera, with the same, you know, everything, and letza'arenu, he fails. He's over the avira. Yesh lachkor. Haim. No, I'm not tzchok. Haim, do we say that now this is the tshuva was complete, and this is a brand new avira, which requires a new process of tshuva? O sheme yesh lomar, that the entire teshuvah process, iglai milta lemafrea, the whole thing falls apart, the teshuvah was null and void, you still require teshuvah, not because it's a new avira, but because you undid lemafrea, your previous teshuvah. Which tzad is it? V'nafkamina ledina halakha lemaase. With mikorot. Got the shayla? I want to answer tomorrow morning. And not shooting from the hip. Marei Mekomot. You know, like the Rishiva's Shir Klali sheet? A quarter of that. Kacha. Your baseline, okay? Your baseline is Rambam, Perek Bet, Milchot Teshuvah, right in the beginning of the Perek. Go. No, not now, but... Okay, Yesh? You're the Shaila? Say over the Shaila. Yeah. Yeah. And what's the nafkamina le'alakha ul-ma'aseh? That's a chakira. See, I can make chakiras too. Okay? I went to yeshiva. I know the lingo. Okay? I just happen to have a nafkamina l'halakha ul-ma'aseh. Now he says like this. You ready? Tzadi dame. Tov. Says, Maran Aon Letzion, Omer Kaze. Lo tachmol velo techase. Where's that from? Parashat Re'eh, you remember? Mesitu mediach. Somebody who comes, it doesn't matter who it is, and tries to sway you, tries to... Ach yesh sug nosaf, thank you. Says, sometimes I get ahead of myself. אך יש סוג נוסף של קנאות בחלק המעשה. There's another kind of קנאות with action. We spoke, remember we spoke about personal internal קנאות, and now we're going to talk about external, you know, locked and loaded קנאות. Okay, what's that? Ashkenazim lo yodim ma ze. You know when the by Sfaradim, you know when everybody, there's something that you can do amongst Sfaradim and a Sfaradi minion that will get you shot down by everybody. What's that? You know those random Yishem days? Not like Rosh Chodesh or whatever. Like, I don't know, Erev Lag Ba'omer B'mincha V'zeh, and then all of a sudden the Chazan, Miskin, Mesech Lefitumo, Ambarech Tamo Yisrael B'Shalom, Amen, Yonah Atzim Rav, Again, Ana Hashem Enokenu, and you hear the whole Tzibur, they start, Yishem, Yishem, Ma Ta'o Seh? Yeah, נכון? That's locked and loaded. You already hear the guns cocking behind you. They're, you know, they're more trained on him than the sniper by Trump. You know what I'm saying? טוב. אך יש סוג נוסף של קנאות בחלק המעשה, שהאוהב את חברו ומוצא בו דבר מכוער, בתבעירת ליבו צועק עליו תקף ומיד. You see something in your friend? And Nagid, technically you care about him, your friend's doing something wrong. So you're consumed by this, we'll call it holy fire, and you scream at him right away. Whoa! Whoa! Where's that fire coming from? Is that a fire of Kedusha? Or is that a fire of Tum'ah? Watch. You have to gauge your fire. How do you do that? You ever gauge your fire? It's a chashuv. ומסוגל אף למחות במעשה כדי להצילו. וכגון, אב שרואה את בנו מוכה, או איש המקנה לאשתו באופן שבידו למנוע, שיעשה הכל על מנת להציל. Which means, there are certain times where even when you do this and it seems out of place, it's coming from a place of Kedusha. Let's say a father sees his son being beaten up, and you jump in to save him. He starts screaming at the other kid, and you know, what's that? That's a natural inclination of a father to protect his child. Or if a husband is in a situation, again, besechil, right? There's a whole masechet about, masechet sotak, right? What's kinui? No, well, yeah, it comes from jealousy, but it's a warning. What's he warning her about? Giveret? Take it easy. Why didn't the Torah just tell him, no, you know, take it easy, be chilled, shalom bayit, don't rock the boat, vizeh. How come the Torah didn't say, don't rock the boat? The Torah says, "Ve'avar alav ruach kinah ve'kineh et ishto." Ruach tahora. The Rambam calls it ruach tahora because if a person just lets it go like that, you're not tahor, you're tameh. In order to have shalom babayit, you remember what? There needs to be a bayit to have shalom in. What's the matter? Oh, yafe. Gemara b'sota daf. No, no. Bizman hazeh, because of, huh? Nope, yeah. So, it's Gimel Amud Bet, that a person shouldn't be Mekaneh Bizman Hazeh because of the Shita that says that Kinui can work afilu beno levena. Even though the Machloket in the beginning of the Masechet, Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yoshua, Kinui Yustira Bekama, Shnaim for this, Shnaim for that. But there's a man de Amar, I forgot who it was, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, that afilu Kinui beno levena. And nowadays, we don't have Mesotasi, you shouldn't be Mekaneh, Nachon. Says, you know, ask that question, the Prisha, all the way at the very end, tail end of Ibn Isa, Siman Kuf Ayin Chet, the Prisha asked this question, and he says, what does that mean? So it's just party time for the lady? Maze, says the Prisha, two answers, quoted by both the Cham and the Bash Lalacha, two ways to permissibly be Mekaneh. Number one, generalization. Don't mention Ish Ploni. Just say, be careful not to be Mityached with any man. Lo oserota. Another way, if the guy, even if he mentions Ish Ploni, if he says, if he's Mekanela and he says, I'm not trying to tell you this, to be oserotach, but because of Isur Yichud, be careful not to be mityached with Ish Ploni. In both cases, he will not have been oserota. But the Prisha says Meforash, Muvala Alacha. But if a person just lets his wife party time, Azeh, Chamor. Where does the Gemara say he's a Chamor? in a da'atz of alto, right? Right at the very end of Masechet Gittin, Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph, Tzadi Aleph Amud Bet, right on the top. No person would be sovel that. No person. And if you're sovel that, that means you're sick. No, nachon? Aye, many people in this generation are sovel that. They're all sick. I'll tell you a nice vart, then we have to end. We got to get off this page. You got to push me tomorrow. Push me tomorrow to get off this page. Anyway, Mikol Makom, so he says, Bach Shlomo. Bekitzur, le chazak meod. Mama Jun's okay with it? Mikol Makom, there was once a couple that was sitting in front of a Rav. I don't know, they were engaged. They weren't a couple yet, they were engaged. And they weren't so religious. And all of a sudden, they were getting hadracha or whatever it was from the Rav. And all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe he didn't know, maybe he didn't know and he didn't care. The guy starts like, he grabs the girl's hand, starts fondling. Whoa. You know, like even chilonim, when they come into Beit HaKnesset, they put on a kippah. I'm saying, you're sitting in front of a Rav, you shouldn't be brain dead. Anyway, mikol makom. So now what happens? They're sitting there, and the Rav tells them, he veers off. There was a bottle of seltzer or ginger ale on the table, whatever it was. And the Rav asked the guy if he can pour everybody on the table a drink. So he says, sure. You know why the Rav was, you know, whatever. He told him to pour, he poured. The Rav asked the guy, thank you. He says, thank you very much. He says, can I ask you a question? He said, sure. He said, when you poured the seltzer, what did you feel? He says, what are you talking about? He says, no. When you touched the bottle to pour the seltzer, what did you feel? What did you feel? What did that do to you inside? He says, you know, Kvod Rav, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't feel anything. I just poured it. He looks at the Kala and he says, that's what your chassan feels about you too. Yom Tov.